Peter Aduoka Nyaba says, although the constitution-making process began much later than they agreed to time frame in the revitalized peace agreement, the parties should handle the process well lest it leads to a collapse of the peace deal.
I would call on the parties, of course, to take this thing serious and work, you know, towards in a honest and genuine way, like that, putting the interests of our people at the top of their thinking rather than their positions in power.
The peace agreement states that work on the permanent constitution should start 4 months after formation of the unity government and is expected to last 2 years. Article 6 requires the government to initiate a constitution-making process during the transitional period. It says a workshop that brings together all parties to the peace deal be convened by the revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission to agree on a set of procedures for drafting the permanent constitution. This is the first time South Sudanese leaders are drafting a constitution to replace the transitional constitution adopted in 2011 when the country seceded from Sudan. When the process was launched last week, President Salva Kiir promised to ensure a free process.
South Sudan nationalism must be supreme and cardinal in the permanent constitution of South Sudan.
The process is being facilitated by the German-based Max Planck Foundation for International Peace and a Rule of Law, an institute renowned internationally for writing constitutions. The workshop's guest of honor, Sudanese Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok, said the process should be a chance for citizens to address the country's unresolved problems.
It has to address the aspiration of the people, aspirations of people of South Sudan, addressing issues of unity, development, and more than that, building a modern state that all the Sudanese people will be, and particularly South Sudanese, proud of.
The exercise brought together representatives of all signatories to the peace deal. General Charles Tai Gitwai is the interim chairperson of the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, the oversight body established to track the peace deal's implementation.
This process requires a lot of political, technical, financial, and logistic support. And therefore, like to appeal to Artigin, regional grantors and international partners and friends of South Sudan to fully support this process.
Oyet Nathaniel Pierino, a delegate of Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition, says the process should include reducing the president's powers.
The powers given to the president is unacceptable. It's a sweeping powers, so we expect people to regain back their powers in the new constitution. To exercise their powers through their elected representatives or directly in a referendum.
Clement Bugoniwia is a representative of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance who also attended the conference.
So I want to see, first of all, inclusivity. So I want to see that no single group dominate the process so that the aspiration of the people of South Sudan and all of us is reflected in the constitution. What is important for us is everyone should see himself in that process. The previous constitution has not been like that.
Once the permanent constitution is completed, it is expected to guide the conduct of elections, guarantee good governance, and protect human rights. Following the 3-day workshop, the process will include revamping the Constitutional Review Commission, appointing a subcommittee to convene the National Constitutional Conference, and implementing the workshops agreed to recommendations. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.